of Allah Ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We thank and praise Allah for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we make dua that Allah Ta'ala assists us and helps us to make shukr. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika. Allah must help us to make shukr. The more shukr we make, Allah will increase us. In shakartum lazidannakum. Allah says He will increase us. And when we are thanking Allah Ta'ala, there is one thing to keep in mind. We do not become ungrateful by comparing what others have got. The minute we start comparing what we got to what others have got, and if it appears to us that they've got something much better and much superior than what we possess, it might come in our heart that we start looking down at what we got insignificantly. It's the ni'mat of Allah, it's a blessing of Allah. Allah has given me this, and Allah has given another person something else. All the things are from Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. All the blessings are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must not make that mistake. There's no wrong in desiring to have something better, but do not ever make the mistake of looking down on what we have, because that is also given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that, if we do, is a form of nashukri, ungratefulness. So my respected friends and brothers, may Allah give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran that has been recited is in the 20th juz of the Quran, and it relates to the rights of possessing wealth, which whoever has been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst other things, he has got to keep these things in mind. And this verse was revealed in relation to one very, very wealthy person of that time. His name was Qarun. He possessed so much of wealth. So much of wealth. Allah says, we gave him وَآتِنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ. So much of wealth, so much of treasures, that he needed an entire group of people just to carry the keys. لَتَنُوءُ بِالْ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. He needed an entire group of people just to carry the keys. You know, in the olden days when we used to have shops, then we had the shop key. We know the shop key was in a rounded wire. And this was for the storeroom, and this was for the front lock, and this was for the back lock. It was a nice big bundle. That was our keys in the olden days, I remember. So we also have a key. But Qarun had so much of treasure, so much of wealth, that he needed a group of strong people, of carriers of the key. So in other words, I think even the Reserve Bank here, or any other bank for that matter, even they don't have to have, they don't have so much of keys for their safes. Probably now they got all the remote system and all the keypads and that, but going a little bit back, even they did not have that kind of keys. So what kind of wealth he must have been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, regarding him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of four rights of possessing wealth. And each one here possesses wealth, whether it's a lot or whether it's little, whether it's equal to or more than what Qarun had or whether it's little also. But there are some things a person got to keep in mind. And the first thing Allah says, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ, that seek the dar of the akhirah. Dar means house. The only dar we know is after Jummah, which we're going to have with the rice, dar and rice. That's not the one. Dar in Arabic means a house or a home. And dar al-akhirah means a home of the hereafter, also referred to in the Quran as darul khuld. Darul khuld means a home of eternity, permanent, forever. So use whatever Allah has given you. This word, ataakallah, is very important for us to keep in our mind when we got wealth. Where did it come from? Ataakallah, what Allah Ta'ala had granted you. A person must not make the mistake of ever having this arrogance and pride that I acquired it with my knowledge, my intelligence, my entrepreneurial skills. You know, in the same ayat further down, Qarun had this problem. He says, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. There's wealth. I got it with my knowledge. Me, I. So I must have got a lot of qualifications. I went and I studied. I did primary school. I went through a great amount of difficulty, walked 5 kilometers bare feet to get primary education. Then I went to college, and then I went to university, and then I went to Yale, and then I went to there. And after that, I opened up this business, and now I got that. Ana. Innama utituhu ala ilmin indi. That's what he said. So my respected friends and brothers, ataakallah, that what Allah has granted you. If a person got that in his mind, he'll have such humility regarding his wealth. Because that Allah who has given, he can take it away. Tu'til mulka man tasha, tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. He gives wealth and he gives kingdom to whomsoever he wants, and he takes it away from whomsoever he wants. And we have seen, and you have seen in our lives, there were people that were there, and then now they are there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatched it away from them. So that is one very important thing, that we don't let this pride and arrogance of possessing whatever amount of wealth we have ever enter in our minds and thinking, I acquired it with my expertise. So then he says that you must acquire the darul akhirah, the permanent abode. Now there's nothing wrong in acquiring wealth to put up a home for ourselves in this world. It is a requirement to have a roof and a shelter over our head. But don't make it such that the entire life savings and efforts and worries are only centered around putting up this house in this world. Because it's temporary. The house of the Akhirah is Darul Khuld. The house of this world is just for a short while. Mata'ul Hayat al-Dunya. It is very, very short, my respected friends and brothers. So, what we are saying is that put up the home, but do not go the extra mile, which a lot of one, we want to make our house look so prominent, look better than the home of the president or of the king or whoever it might be. And in that, there is so much of expense going. And how long will we actually be living in there? I was telling a friend of mine the other day that, you know, if we have to take a drive, for example, in Houghton, many years ago, you know, drive through Houghton or something. He went through Houghton. I mean, those years with apartheid, years we shouldn't even be allowed anywhere near there. Look at those houses and those palatial mansions that are there. Who put them up and who's living in it now? And if we could talk to those houses and tell them, tell me your story. They will tell you how they were built up, for example, and what plans were made, and how people had all kinds of ideas, and who moved in there, and who moved out of there. And today no one is moving in there. Third, fourth generation, somebody else has come in. And that is the story of the house of this dunya, which is temporary, my respected friends and brothers. That is what we have to see. So, keep that in mind. Use your wealth, what Allah has granted you, Allah says, to seek the house of the akhirah, which is ever, ever, Jannatul Na'im. It is the home of permanent blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a home that you have got no fear, and you have got no worry, no security problems, not fear of being evicted, no fear of ever losing it in any way with a calamity or a catastrophe or an attack or whatever else it might be. So this is one very important lesson that has been given. Don't only use it for that. Then the second thing, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of this wealth that Allah has granted you of the dunya, of this world. Now what does it mean? The share of this world, there are two things. One is that you fulfill the rights of this wealth by giving it to the poor, those that are less fortunate, your own family. Do not deny and deprive your own family. That is also their haq, that is also their right. And the zakat, and the sadaqah, and the lillah, and whichever other places where we can take out our wealth and we can give it. So that is the one which is very, very clearly understood. Those that are very poor, the fuqara, those that are the needy, the masakin, all of them you give it to. And there are those who are okay, but they are also in need. Many times we take it for granted, the fellow has got a nice house, he's got a nice car. But brothers, there are people who don't have enough food on the table. Did we take out the trouble to find out? Because certain conditions have come on them. So find out and take care of them also. That is the first part of what we can call the welfare and the charity. And the second part is, the commentators and the Mufassirin have said, And don't forget, wala tansa, don't forget your share of enjoying your wealth. A lot of people like that tafsir and that commentary. Yes, you must enjoy your wealth. It's not something you minge and stinge and miser with and keep it away for which other generation has never been born still. The wealth that Allah Ta'ala has granted you, use it, enjoy it. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ Allah loves it that when you use the blessings that He has given you and you talk about it and you enjoy it. But of course, within lawful enjoyment, not unlawful, illegal, haram, all those type of places. And sometimes people become so obsessed with pursuing and chasing wealth, they forget themselves. Forget about the wealth. They forget enjoying their wealth. They reduce themselves to skeletons. They reduce themselves to walking dead people. They become so sick. They become so ill. They are filled with so much worry and anxiety because they are chasing. And they forget. So Allah says, don't forget to enjoy your wealth. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا From the dunya, whatever part it may be. Then the third thing, my respected friends and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, which is one of the rights of possessing wealth, one is make sure you use it for the Darul Akhirah. That is your permanent place. The second one is don't forget the rights of wealth regarding the poor and you enjoying it yourself. Allah has given it to you to enjoy. The third one, my brothers, is wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Do good, show goodness as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown goodness and kindness to you. Keep in mind that we can never ever compare the kindness of Allah to the kindness that we can carry out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kindness laysa kamithlihi shay. There is no parallel, there is no example to anything about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But keeping in mind that how Allah has shown kindness to me by bestowing so many different forms of wealth and favors upon me, by overlooking so many of my sins, by giving me so many other things which I did not ask for, which I don't think I even deserve, which I did not even know I need. We know sometimes that Allah gives us something which we don't even know that we need it. But Allah makes it available for us. Afterwards we come to realize that subhanAllah, this is something I need at this point in time. So Allah gave it to us without asking. Allah gives it to us. The ihsan of Allah upon us is without any, we're not actually deserving of it if you go and look at it. Allah is Al-Kareem, the one who grants those who don't really deserve, but He grants it out of His fadl and out of His karam. Really, my respected friends and brothers, that is who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Now, when we are receiving so much of kindness from Allah, then we must also act and interact with other people in a kind way. Not only in the context of this verse of possessing wealth, alhamdulillah, in whichever way we can make other people's life easy, in whichever way we can empower people, make them stand on their own feet, and let them stay out of difficulty. This also will fall in the act of kindness, how we address people, how we speak to them, how we interact with them. Because many times just our attitudes towards people are so ugly, a fellow is after it scared to even make us salam. A fellow is scared to even sit with us on the same table because of the way we might have addressed him, or we might have embarrassed him. We must be careful, my respected friends and brothers. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ A good word, خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى is much more better than any some kind of a charity that we have given, and then you make the person feel bad and humiliated about it. So what we are saying is that as far as showing kindness, ihsan is a command of Allah. We can't compare with Allah. But in our daily interaction with people, with the humility and with the assistance that we reach out to them, and if nothing else, the beautiful smile that we give them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do not even regard smiling with your brother as an insignificant act. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيء. Do not regard any good deed as small, even if you have to meet your brother or تلقى أخاك بوجه تليق, that you meet your brother with a smiling face. So my respected friends and brothers, that is how ihsan comes. And Allah also makes mention that this is one way of us earning the love of Allah. Who is here who will not love it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves such a person? In Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. This ayat of the Quran is found a lot of places. Verily, Allah loves those who show goodness, who do good acts, who in whichever way they can. Doing good only is not limited to wealth. It can be assistance in whichever way we can help a person. Somebody comes to us, even if it is our job and our profession, which is our livelihood, but sometimes we see the fellow is in difficulty. Forget it, but we make maaf, you don't have to pay for that service, for example. So, not that we're eyeing every person's pockets at any occasion. Somebody is desperate and now we say, here's my chance, I can now skin this fellow and take as much as I can. No, that's against ihsan. Ihsan means that you go the extra mile and you show such goodness and kindness to that person, which you didn't have to do. Like we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much. He didn't have to do all that for us, my respected friends and brothers. So, the way we talk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way we forgive people, He says in the Quran, fa'fu anhum wasfah, that when people wrong you in whichever way it might be, overlook and forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wal kazimin al ghayza wal afina anin nas, those who suppress their anger, and every second person works on our nerves and makes us so cross and angry, and we have got a short fuse, so we just feel we have a right to take off with him and tell him what we want to and sort him out. No, my brothers, no. Wal kazimin al ghayza wal afina anin nas, and those who forgive the people. And both these verses here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. Verily, Allah loves those people who do good. So, if Allah Ta'ala is treating us so nicely, how much of sins don't we commit? How much of wrong don't we do? How many acts of disobedience don't we do openly and secretly? But Allah is so kind, He covers us up, He does not take us to task. So that is the ihsan. Wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Be good, be kind to people, act in a noble manner, be good like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind to you. And finally, وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Do not spread and do not seek to spread anarchy and evil on the face of the earth. This word fasad has got different connotations in different situations. We did give a talk some time back about the 6 or 7 different forms of fasad that are mentioned in the Quran. And when it comes in the context of wealth, then be careful that your wealth is not the cause of you spreading division, hatred, oppression on the face of the earth. Don't think that you are in possession of wealth so you can call the shots. You can do whatever you want to and you can get away with it. And today that is a sad story, my respected friends and brothers, where people are scared to go to court, people are scared to go to the legal authorities or to the law enforcement agencies. You say it's pointless because that guy has already bought all those people out. It is being said. This is pointless. So this is what we are saying. You are using your wealth to create oppression on the face of the earth, wronging people and getting away with the arms of the long arm of justice for that matter. And my brothers, that is one form of fasad. Then bribery, corruption, which is so normal nowadays, is also fasad with regard to spreading anarchy and spreading evil through the wealth. Then extravagance is also another cause and another form of spreading facade in the face of the earth, where people, when they have a function or when they're living, they go 10 miles beyond everybody else to show what they have and how they do things in style, and they set such standards just for whatever reason. But all that, they have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not be wasteful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Don't waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. The people who waste are the brothers of shaitan. So that is another form, my respected friends and brothers, of people making, spreading facade on the face of the earth. And then generally when it comes to matters of wealth, there is sometimes a kind of a competition and a rivalry where people are doing undercurrent operations to try and bring the other fellow down, trying to report him to the revenue, trying to close him down, trying to not let him open here, trying to do all these kind of things, blocking him, making things difficult, just trying to outdo somebody else in as far as the possession of wealth is concerned. And that leads to so much of difficulty. Sometimes we find in families there's such rivalry and so much of fight taking place, all as a result of this wealth, that people are using it to try and outdo each other. And Allah says, وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So these, my brothers, are the four are the four rights and the four things to keep in mind in as far as possession of wealth is concerned. Allah says, Inna Allah la yuhibbul mufsidin. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those people who make fasad, who spread anarchy on the face of the earth. May Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq of understanding.